This podcast is powered by Anchor. You can listen it on Anchor and on other platforms. Now, obviously, hello guys, I'm Akanksha, and this is a coffee talk with talking coffee. Weird. So brew yourself a cup of coffee and let's get started. Welcome back with another episode of Talking Coffee, and today's topic is about how to be compassionate. Well, no, how to be more compassionate. People are compassionate, but the thing is, how to be more compassionate. So we're gonna talk about like what is compassion and why is it necessary for being a human being, because being a human being, compassion is really necessary. That just makes sense. And the other one is how to grow compassion that can help you to grow as in a person and helps other grow as in a person, or you can say just a mankind. The first question is, what is compassion? Basically, compassion is a feeling to get emotional for ourselves, for someone else, but not in that way. Just being like an empath, for empathetic way. Just like understanding what others are feeling when they are sad, when they are emotionally drained out, and basically to put yourself into some other shoes to understand how they are feeling, to feel the same emotion in your own self, what that is compassion is, and how to improve and increase this. Well, if you get this at the overflow level, you're gonna suck it up. But it is a very, very amazing emotion, or quality, you can say, to grow in ourself as in a human being, as in a person, because we, a lot of people, see every single day that we are just freaking ignoring everyone, just like nobody cares. Like, I don't care if you're dying, I don't care whatever is happening to you. And when it happens with us, then we feel like, oh my god, that was a real shit, that some person was really handling that, and I just turned my face off. So basically, compassion is to increase the self-belonging emotion that can help yourself and to understand another person as well. Just like, you may be seeing someone in your life right now that who is very emotional, who can cry a lot of time, every single time when you talk to them, because they're so emotional, and you're like, god, jeez, you're crying all the time, what the heck is wrong with you? Maybe they're more emotional. Doesn't mean that they're cry, that they like it, maybe they feel it even more intense. But sometimes you gotta have to understand that you can't change someone else because you don't like it. You have to understand that some person is feeling this because this is the way they live, this is the way they are born with. And if you're just hating someone for this purpose, I think you got a serious problem of being a psychopath, literally. If you have a difficulty feeling your emotions, start by focusing on the inner energy field of your body. Feel the body from within. This will also put you in the touch with your emotions. And what can I say about compassion? That we as human being reached at a level where every day we see people's getting hurt, and no matter if you ignore, but if that happens with your own family person, we do feel it. we do feel compassion, we do feel emotional, but that when it comes to other person, it got like, yeah, whatever, we don't care. This is a really serious thing. We hear about how separated we are, like we don't even know who is our neighbor. Are turning on the TV, there is a lot of violence. We as a human being, we love drama. I personally think that this, we are exposed to a large amount of fear, pain, uncertainty that close our heart, and that is closing compassion some way that you can open that. Why you do that? Why is you so hard on yourself? Asking this question can put you in a state of realizations of emotion or compassion, you can call it. And when you understand this, you'll be more compassionate with yourself and others as well. And did you guys know the compassion comes from a heart? And increasing this, we should need to work on heart by awakening our heart chakra. Now, what is heart chakra? In Sanskrit, it is called Anahata. That means unstruck, unbeaten, unhurt. Heart chakra is a fourth primary chakra according to Hindu yogic and Buddhist tantric. Anahata is associated with a balance, calmness, and serenity. It is located in the central channel of the spine near the heart. So basically, I'm not saying that for improving compassion you need to do a meditation to awakening your heart chakra, but yeah, try it a little bit. That feels a little better. Or you know what, I should give you an example. Like whenever you open the news channel, there's a lot of scandals and negative newses, and that kind of gives you a feeling that you are in the place where nobody cares about others. And on the other hand, you switch a set channel and there's a people who is saving life of other people or animal, just like little gestures, like they're saving a cat from the tree and just doing something that makes you feel warm, that makes you feel even more safe, that you're safe in this world. And that kind of like, for me, that your heart chakra is like pointing out that, saying, hey girl, that means compassion, okay? So I'm not saying that, it's kind of like cringy, but that compassion is really necessary for us. So with that, today is all about the compassion. And yeah, don't forget to give yourself a time. It doesn't mean that you're lazy or you just want to get away from the people, just like you don't want to talk to them, or you know, you don't like them. It's just like you don't want to face that you're facing inside, that is kind of making you feel like really, really worse right now. Giving yourself enough space to feel whatever is coming, the emotions or whatever the thought is coming, to actually embrace it. So yeah, compassion practice is so mandatory. And since when I started doing this, I kind of feel more attached to the nature as well and to the people as well. So yeah, but I'm still working on it. So with that, see you guys in my another episode, where I will be there for another podcast topic. And till then, practice the compassion and embrace yourself and love yourself, by the way. See ya.